In this episode of COL Drag Race Tea Time, get ready for a roast. The guys read the queens as they open the library on each other and then dig into Rue's right-hand woman, Michelle Visage. Who kills and who dies in this laugh-out-loud ruckus? Find out at COL Drag Race Tea Time Season 9, Episode 8 starts now.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Hey everybody, welcome to Cubs Out Loud Drag Race Tea Time. It's season 9, episode 8 show, and it happens to be Mother's Day.
Yay!
If I thought of it, I should have played the damn... Oh, anyways. RuPaul has a song on her new American album, Call Me Mother. Thought of it, I would have.
We could add it in post.
Yes, I could. That's true. It will go right here for the audio portion.
Drop, drop, drop to the ground. Drop on the floor, drop to the floor. Add up to 10 to get the score. I've been that bitch, yes, I love that drama. Fishy, feminine, up and come on. From the Clintons to the Obamas, I keep it tight. Now they call me mother. Jaded queen, bitch, I love that drama. Fishy, feminine.
All right. So anyways, it is Mother's Day. It's May 14th, 2017. And in case you don't know, for some strange reason, I'm Gary. And with me are my two ever fabulous, fantastic, fantabulous co-hosts.
Hey, everyone. It's Damon. Hi.
Hi, all. It's Chester.
And, you know, this is where we talk about the latest episode of Drag Race. And I know we've been inconsistent on what day we record and we're doing all this stuff, but it's COL Day. For those of you that have been watching our YouTube stream, like, again? Yes, girl, again. But we're going to try to keep this one
didn't
short.
Did we just do a show, like, go live an hour ago? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, about an hour and 15 minutes ago, we finished a marathon of shows that are going to fill up the next 2 weeks. But anyways, let's get into this. All right, so season 9, episode 8 was RuPaul Roast. When I first learned about that, I was all like, yay! Yeah. So, thoughts on the episode. I feel that everybody learns their place.
Ooh.
There were 8 contestants, and I feel like by the end of the roast, they all pretty much knew exactly where they fit. There are top performers, there are bottom feeders, and there are okay people.
Middle ground.
Yeah, the middle ground. That's just how I felt about the episode. There was a mini challenge. So Chester can, put down the pitchforks. They did reopen the library. I did think it was cute that Rue came into the room with those crazy ass upside down, like black and white checkered flag looking glasses, you know, and said that she just had her eyes checked, you know, or whatever. And I was like, oh, so we're trying to. Right. We're trying to like play off this whole, you know, pupils dilated, whatever. Like we're trying to stretch the suspense as long as we can until, you know, then she's like, you know, they're reading glasses. And I was like, and there you go. So, yeah. Yeah. I thought the reading the library is open thing was okay. There was really only 2 or 3 good riffs.
Yeah.
Like zingers. That was kind of it. My all-time favorite was Peppermint. You need one.
That was probably my favorite out of all of them too.
Yeah.
I was like, there are very few burn.
Yeah, there are just very few Like, oh my God, I can't believe they just said that kind of thing for me. And that's not actually true. I think editing, I'll go ahead and put it like that. Like, based on the editing, there were certain things that were probably said, and then you had like, well, I'll go ahead and put it out there. They were talking about Alexis and her body. And you had someone say something, and you had a close up of Alexis and her that not having it face. I was like, yeah, like that makes sense to me. But reality was, it wasn't that great. Like, I'm not. I've seen much better reads on this show, and I felt like this one was not the best. The library being open sometimes is just so much better than this, and I don't think they were on this particular episode. This particular season, I should say. Yeah?
I think Chester's frozen, and I don't know if it's a bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
Okay.
It was lag or something.
Wow. Yay.
Am I good? Is it working?
Kind of.
Sorry. I just wanted to add on to, because you were talking about the library being open. Didn't Latrice say, you look like a BMW, body made wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll get to that later.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and go, I guess we can go into mine. Like, reading is fundamental was what my thoughts on the episode were. And it has to do with not just the actual mini challenge, but the maxi challenge as well. Like, you're kind of reading the when you're roasting someone, you're kind of reading them. You can get some really good digs in when you're doing a read. And I put fundamental because in reality, I know the image issues aside, Alexis, I kind of understand and respect that, but I agreed with Trinity when she said, you knew this was coming, no offense. And therefore, one of the things that they can kind of get at you is size. And I understand that you have body image issues, which is probably, something that you have some very deep emotional scars from. But I don't know if they know that. Do your castmates know that? If they did, maybe they wouldn't have gone that far. I'm just saying, like we've had all these sister moments, and we had this episode a while back talking about bulimia and eating disorders. Like, did you maybe mention then, like, there are not just eating disorders out there, there's body image issues, and you could have addressed that as something that you have a sort of issue, you have issues with. If you had mentioned then, maybe they wouldn't have gone, yes, it's an easy dig, quote unquote. But, when your talent is pretty good and your, makeup is really great and there's not really much they can say about certain things about you, guess where they're going to go? They're going to go low. They're going to have to, because that's the point of the reading, is to kind of hit that part of you that maybe you're not as comfortable with. But in reality, it's all in fun. Like, I know it's reading and what have you, but it's all meant to be in fun and jest and not necessarily, I wouldn't say not taken seriously, but respectfully, that, like, well, actually RuPaul said it best, like when she was walking around with Ross, like, oh, you can make fun of them, but they can't make fun of you. That was the one thing that caught on. And I was like, oh, that's kind of true. Like, yeah, they were going for you, but, you could have done it too. So reading is fundamental. Have fun with it. It's meant to be not necessarily taken seriously, but it's a challenge that is coming. It was going to be a part of it. They can't not do it anymore. Go for it.
When when people, let me rephrase that. When they showed that Alexis was getting affected by it, my initial reaction was, oh my gosh, I feel really bad for her. Mm-hmm. And then after I watched it the second time, I was like, no, I don't feel bad for her because it is a reading challenge. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You're not the only one with body image issues on that show.
Yeah.
It's been discussed many times, however, how many other people have body image issues. And I don't remember, maybe it was in the Untucked episode or some, I heard somebody say something in some extra clip somewhere about, I would have loved if Eureka came busting through that door at that moment.
Yeah. I don't know if that was in the episode or if that was in Untucked.
I don't know if it was in the episode. It was in something, some extra snippet that I watched somewhere. But yeah, I felt bad at first, but then I changed my mind. I'm like, no, I shouldn't feel bad about that. It might have been hurtful, but at the end of the day, you're up there saying some pretty mean stuff too.
Yeah.
So my initial thoughts on the episode, and it relates mostly towards the roast itself, is there was no middle ground for how well people did. They either did really well or really, really bad, except for maybe one particular person who kind of landed in the middle. And it wasn't that she was good or bad. It was just like, it was passable. So it was not a surprise when she was safe because of the fact that it was funny. But I think it was only funny because the other ones were so bad.
Yeah. Like there was so many things that were wrong with this roast for some people that I had to stop the recording or walk away because they're like, oh, you are crashing. You're not just crashing, you are dying. And it hurt. Like, I'm sorry. Trinity's Mary Bumpkin, like Ellie Mae or whatever kind of routine. I hate to say it, her best joke was her first one with the whole, like, you know, to Valentina about the, whatever. She was like making fun of the, you know, talking to her in Spanish, whatever. That was kind of funny. And then after that, it just went downhill and it never got back up. Farrah's was just harsh. I literally wrote that down. There was nothing really funny about it. It was just harsh. Like there's a difference between being like funny, ha ha, harsh. And this was just like, you're like literally cutting at things. Like when she called, she was talking about, oh yeah, she was talking about Tamar Braxton and her whole like Cody Braxton's less successful, less, you know, whatever sister. And that doesn't give you a right to be a judge on this. No, she talked about that, about Michelle. Like, what gave you a right to be a judge on the show? And I'm like going, really, bitch? like you're questioning basically everything and the show that you're on, or why are they here? Like, no, that's not ha ha funny. That's like, oh, copyright, like, oh, you get kicked off the show all of a sudden. Oh no, what happens? Like, it just. And then Alexis, I hate to say it, was just one note. It just, the jokes never landed. They were kind of hovering and they took too long. It was like Peppermint in the Snatch Game. It was like he was trying to get this joke out, but she kept talking, and nothing ever kind of landed until, like, it should have landed, and it ended up landing over here.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to move on to the next section?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so thoughts on Untucked. The behind the scenes after show, so to speak. Damon, why don't you start us off with your thoughts on Untucked? Because I think you have something to say.
Hold on. Really, Nina? Really? Okay, so my biggest gripe and biggest issue with this whole thing was Nina going off on, like some girls were talking about how I was taking jokes from someone else and blah blah blah, and I'm like going, like, who? And you know, heads up to Shay for kind of calling her out on it. And I know we're going to get to that in a minute, but I'm just like, get out of your fucking head. Like, no one's talking about you. No one is out to get you. We've already kind of made this clear. 2-3 episodes ago, we love you, we support you, keep on attacking my you know, integrity, I'll go ahead and put it like that, then bye. It really pissed me off that after all the stuff that they gave her in like a few episodes ago, that she's once again calling into question that everyone's out to get her. And I mean, to that, because hey, it's a fucking competition, but like, oh my God, like it just finished some statement and she got cut off by Shay, but I was over it. Like, go there with this once again, when we've kind of made it perfectly clear we're not out to get you. And I really want to know. It really pissed me off when she went that route. And and you were safe. Like, so bye with all this bullshit. Like, you're fine. Like, get over it. Get over it.
So I think Damon and I have something very similar to say about it. For me, when I watched it the first time through, my initial thought is, oh my God, is this Laganja and Adore all over again?
Yes!
Because yes. Laganja did the same thing to Adore. She's like, I don't remember when, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but I know you said it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yes.
Nita said the same damn thing to Shay. She's like, oh no, I know that you were talking about this. And it's like, talking about what? She's never said anything bad to you. She's always been, you know, pretty nice and pretty straightforward with everything she's telling you. Yeah. When I watched it the second time, I get what Nina was coming at Shay for. It's because just a few minutes earlier, Shay had made a comment about, because you're going up there doing the roast and you're making comments about Tamar Braxton and using old jokes about her riding her older sister's coattails. And she actually said something where she wasn't exactly quoting what Nina said. She was paraphrasing it, like she was paraphrasing every other queen who has made fun of Tamar Braxton.
Okay.
And about how she rides Tony's coattails. So then I got the connection. I'm like, oh, so that's what Nina's talking about. Something Shay said 2 minutes prior to this that you can't even remember when she said it, but you're going to call her out for it anyway.
I just, yeah, it just, it, like I said, it just really, like it really pissed me off. Like, I'm just going to put it out there. Pissed me off because, once again, it's like, we've squashed this. Like, there's no need for you to be all, like, up in your head about them coming at you. This isn't Atlanta. You're not on Real Housewives. You're good. Gary?
So I had two thoughts on Untucked. Mine is related to what both of you were talking about. The most memorable things for me was the first one was that Shay comes for Nina. In the audio, I might actually insert that back and forth because it was epic.
Yes.
Because Shay just snaps in a very controlled way. Like, she doesn't go psycho, but she just puts the brakes on the entire moment and then has her own moment, like, in the spotlight and completely spells it out. And I'm like, I was like, okay.
No, I mean, I just already know that that some girls here think, oh, she's not original. Oh, she's not being funny. She's
Nina, shut the up right now.
No, hold on.
No.
Any of us thought about your performance tonight.
No, let me finish, because some girls are saying, oh, she's unoriginal. She's using jokes that, you know, oh,
saying that, Nina? Who are you hearing that from?
You.
What, bitch? No, I never said that. Yes, so when did I say? Actually, if we want to get down to it, when did I say that?
Ooh. You said it more than once.
This is where the problem comes with you, Nina. I wasn't even trying to throw any of that your way. If I have something to say about you, Nina, I say it to you. You know I love you, and you know I keep it real. Because I don't play those games with you. And I don't appreciate you sitting over there and saying that I'm trying to do that kind of to you, because I don't do that. I do not do that. So if that's how you see me, girl, then okay, you know what? I'm Shay, whatever. I'm saying this and that, and I'm one of those girls. I'm some girls, and I'm saying this about you, but I've always looked out for you. I've always built you up. So it actually really hurts my feelings that you are sitting over there right now and trying to paint this picture like I'm this girl trying to comfort you out the cut and say things, you know, like under my breath, like trying to, you know, paint this picture of you, because that's not who I am, and I've never done that.
Well, let me, you know, get my words in, please. Because...
Go ahead, girl.
Thank you. Because it may not have been about me, but it did seem like some people were saying, like, you know, certain girls...
Don't think that they're... By some girls, they're saying Nina. What that is right
I mean, it's just
paranoia.
You know, I guess my thing is, like, I'm here to impress RuPaul and the judges. So, what y'all think, honey? I think I did. Okay.
No, but it is kind of rude to be like, well, I'm not here to impress you.
I think Shay let everybody know. You want to come for me? You best put your armor on, girl, because I'm gonna come right back at you. So I thought that was pretty epic.
Yeah. Shay was really good about that.
Like, now you guys understand why I sent you the message about, oh my god, this fucking Untucked episode. I can't even handle it.
Yes.
Yeah, so Chester sees it first. Damon and I haven't seen Untucked yet, and he's sending us this message, and it's like, we don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, no, I know that you guys hadn't watched it yet, because at that point, you watched the episode, so I knew that. I was just like, oh my god, you guys have, you're going to lose your shit when you see this episode.
Yeah, so that was the one thing that really stood out to me, was that Shay came for Nina. And I think in an appropriate way. However, Chester, what you just explained makes sense. And now it seems, if I go back and watch that whole scene again, that whole section of Untucked, it's going to take a whole different direction. And I think now Shay's going to look a little bit foolish. Maybe not. I'll have to watch it again. But she might look a little bit foolish about how she came for Nina, because she might have misunderstood. So, like, what was actually happening? Like, who was quoting what, where, and when? And because I took it as Nina was saying back in the workroom, like, people were saying shit behind her back. And what you're saying is, no, what Nina's talking about is what she said on the runway during the roast. Huh. And those are two very different times and places.
It could be, but the way that I understood it is when all of the girls are sitting there together and they're talking about what was good, what was bad, blah, blah, blah. Shay had mentioned that, well, the jokes that really didn't land are the ones where you talked about, and she said, when you, not meaning anyone specific, just
correct the
people in the bottom coming after Tamar and saying these very, very generalized jokes that everybody's heard before. And it's not like she quoted Nina. She was just paraphrasing one. Actually, she paraphrased two jokes. One of them was Nina's. One of them was somebody else. I don't remember who. That's why a few moments later, Nina had said, well, you're always, you know, coming for me.
Yeah.
She didn't follow it up with, you just did it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Then it would have made more sense.
Right. If she had said that. So that was one of the most epic things out of like this Untucked. And then the second thing is, and this is just an opinion kind of comment / question mark. What the hell is with the product plug?
Oh, you mean welcome to the 204 interior couch?
Right. So Nina and Valentina are safe. Spoiler, if y'all haven't watched Untucked yet, or actually the episode, like, you're all going to get schooled real quick on what the hell went down. So they come back. It's just the two of them. We find out that Nina doesn't drink alcohol, which kind of explains something, because way back in, like, the very first or no, in the second Untucked episode, she says thank you to the production staff that's back there when she picks up her drink and tastes it. So apparently they didn't know in the first Untucked episode not to put alcohol in her drink is my guess. Cause the way she says it in the second one, it's like, thank you for the recognition of doing what I asked or something. And I thought that was a little weird and it stood out to me. And I never forgot it until now when she says about how she's just drinking straight cranberry juice with no alcohol in it. Cause she's an old lady.
Yeah.
So she's trying to make a joke about the fact that she's playing an older character, but that's like a thing for Nina apparently. So her and Valentina go to sit down and Valentina drops this fucking product plug line out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, bitch, you were prompted, I bet, before you walked through that door. Because they tell them, they hold them, and then they tell them 3, 2, 1, you know, you can go in or whatever. So it's very controlled. It's very manufactured for the recording of the cameras. I get that. But then she suddenly just like drops this bomb out of nowhere about the name of the couch or whatever. And I'm like, I was like, it's the fucking 8th episode. We've had 8 Untucks. Now we're going to mention the name of the company. Oh, what the fuck ever. Like, they're a sponsor and they owe that to them for advertising. But you had 7 fucking episodes. What the hell happened? Did y'all forget? Did you get a new couch? I don't know.
There have been a lot of random shameless plugs throughout this. You know, yes, there's the things that the contestants win, what have you. But you know, we've had Hamburger Mary there this whole fucking time.
Doesn't bother the Hamburger Marys doesn't bother me. Even when they say something like the Untucked episode is brought to you by Hamburger Marys, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
What bothers me is what Gary is talking about now, where Valentina walks through the room and she's like, I'm going to go sit on this 204 sofa. And we're like, the fuck is 204? What are you talking about?
No, see, like when RuPaul announces that it's a roast and drops the bomb. Oh, by the way, if you haven't seen the episode, Michelle Visage is the queen, quote unquote, who gets roasted, not Ru. And after she does that and the revelation hits and Michelle has the shocked face and she's like, what the hell? And then like Ross turns to her and he's laughing and the whole panel's in on it. And you can tell she's a little like, motherfucker. Because she even calls Ru a bitch. And I love this, like this exchange, because then Ru turns around and is like, takes one to no one. Like, I mean, she just like, you know, they have this cute moment. And then she says, with cocktails provided by Mickey's of West Hollywood or whatever, that product plug does not bother me because it's like you're kind of setting part of what's going on. Like it's not as bad as what Valentina did. And it's not as good as what Chester's describing, where fucking Hamburger Mary's is plastered all over Untucked. You know, where it's like, you've got the statue and you've got the boot, you got the leg with the fishnet and the drink and the blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like I get it. Yeah. I get it. Product placement. It's kind of like, you know, but that was just so outlandish to me out of the nowhere. She just suddenly talks about a sofa. I was like, really? Like there wasn't a sofa in 7 episodes? But maybe they were late to the game in advertising. I don't know. But anyway, that's how I
remember it in episode one. You didn't talk about it in episode two or three or five, six.
I see what you did there. It was cute. It was real cute. Give you props for that.
Yeah.
All right. So are we ready to move on to takeaways?
Yeah.
All right. Chester, why don't you start us off with what your takeaway from this week's episode?
Okay. I got to look at my notes because I forgot them already.
Okay.
Let's talk about Alexis's self-sabotage.
Ooh.
So during the read, we've already mentioned that she was having issues with her body image and people reading her for it. And it really shook her up. Even when Ross and Rue had done their walkthrough and they came up to Alexis and pointed out, don't you think it's a bit hypocritical that you're making fun of other people, but when they do it back, you can't take it? You know, grow some thicker skin. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. When I first seen that, where she said to Valentina, who was might be a spoiler, but Valentina won the reading challenge, so Valentina got to pick the order on who was presenting for the roast. So right before Valentina even starts, Alexis says, I don't mind if you put me in the first spot or the last spot. I know that they're the hardest ones, but I'm okay with that. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, well, what's your angle here? Why are you doing that? Are you just that pissed off at everybody that you're going to take this? When Rue and Ross do the walkthrough, she says, I'm either going to set them up and, you know, make them work for it, or I'm going to let them eat cake. And I'm like, you're pretty confident for yourself. I really hope you know what you're doing.
And she didn't.
And she
didn't. Okay, so I will say this, and I am not trying to defend Alexis Michelle. I agree. She totally struggled. And like, you know, even Shay says in confessional to the camera that her head wasn't really seemed to be in the right place. She was worried that Alexis was going to do something to herself. And she kind of did. But I kind of give her props because she said either going first or last, you have to like set the pace. Like you need to like, you know, kind of bring it or whatever. And so therefore, Valentina felt comfortable with giving Alexis the last spot, not knowing what was going to happen. So I think Alexis's intentions were good. She just fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
So I do think sort of self-sabotaged, but I think what she learned was you knew that the pressure was on you, but you also learned that you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
It just reminded me of what happened last week with Aja. I'm like, why can't I remember her name? Mm-hmm. With what happened to Aja, telling them, you know what, I don't want to be Grandia or whatever her name, Grandria. I don't want to be Grandia, and her throwing a fit about it and getting put in a different spot. You fucked yourself with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, I agree. So is it right if I go ahead, Chester?
Yeah,
go for it.
So here's the thing is, because this ties into my comment, which is the takeaway is the sisterhood isn't tight. And here's why I realized this stood out to me so badly, because I kept thinking about, like, what happened? Like, we were critiquing earlier between the three of us about how, like, there's all this love and acceptance and all these backstories and everybody's opening up and everybody's getting along great. And all of a sudden, it seems like it all fell apart in one episode. And then I realized why. Because they were truly competing with each other, against each other. So when they were in the workroom and they were writing jokes, they were almost all separated out. Six of the eight were like seated with a couple of feet between them. Mm-hmm. Nina and Farrah sat next to each other at a table, at a work table. Now, I don't know if they stayed that way the whole time, but there was a shot of them literally side by side while they were writing their jokes. Everybody else was kind of spaced out a little bit. And that's when it occurred to me. I was like, nobody was there for each other because nobody was talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally in past episodes, they were collaboratively working together and helping each other. But this is the first time ever, I think, in 8 episodes of the season, they literally had to stand on their own. And they also strategically chose to not help each other. Because I truly think if they had worked together, those that were in the bottom would have been told, not funny.
Your jokes suck.
Right. Your jokes suck. Not funny. Not good enough. Your delivery's bad. I know. Contestants would have been reminded what they were told when the walkthrough happened. Mm-hmm. Remember what Rue and Ross said to you. Your jokes don't seem to be following their advice. Like none of that seemed to happen. And that's why I think the sisterhood isn't tight right now. And I just don't know if this episode, this experience has cleaved open that issue that going forward, they're going to be way more individual and not as cohesively like collaborate together. So I don't know.
That's hitting the nail on the head, I think, in a lot of ways. And this was the first challenge where it wasn't a kind of collaborative effort. This was you on your own. And it kind of showed the fractures. Not that there weren't fractures, or quote, before, but we got to really see them as individuals, which kind of goes into mine, if you don't mind. So I put down my takeaway was winning is important. At the start of this challenge, at the end, and during Untucked, one of the things that was kind of brought up was the fact that certain people hadn't won anything and that there are 2 people who have won twice and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, this episode, I think, is the turning point where we're now going to start seeing clear and losers. You know, we've kind of mentioned it off and on before, but I think now that certain people are gone, we're now at that point where we're going up that curve we're getting to the end, and winning at this point is very important. One of the things that I've realized is that Peppermint, if you haven't, spoiler alert, here we go. Peppermint won this challenge. Her jokes were on point. It was a really great time. She did really good with it, with the challenge. She looked amazing in this episode.
Her look was great.
Yeah. And so she was one of the ones that hadn't won anything yet, and now she's won. It's reminding me a lot of Naomi Smalls from last season. In the beginning, she was not that great, and I own that I did not like her at all. and then she gradually got better, and she started winning challenges and started doing well, and she ended up being in the top 3 last year. So it's just one of these things where I'm like, okay, this is sort of the things will get better. You'll see people really, really driving to win. Yeah, winning is very important at this point in a game. You need to step up your game, get everything together, don't hold back, and go for it. If you win, you win. If you don't, well, at least you gave it your all.
Agreed. I mean, even RuPaul pointed out to Farrah in the workroom when she walked through that Farrah hasn't won a single challenge. Mm-hmm. And wasn't threatening her, but basically said, if you don't win this challenge, like, you're going to be in the bottom. Like, you know, basically, like, bye, girl, you're going home. I mean, that wasn't the message, but I think that was the underlying subconscious one.
Yeah.
Like, if you realize that you haven't won a single one to date in 7 episodes, 7 weeks, whatever, and now this is about to be the 8th one, if you can't pull it out at this one, then you're most likely not going to stay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Are we ready to move on to our next section?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, every once in a while, it has to happen at some point.
And now we wait.
La la la.
Because the moment I go to start.
Gentlemen, start your engines and may the best woman win.
I knew it. I knew the moment I started talking that some bitch is going to finally play. All right. So we are at snaps and eye rolls or hits and misses from the show. So our high points and low points. My snaps go to, they are for two very specific things. And this is going to sound weird, but spoiler alert. The bottom two from this week are Alexis Michelle and Farrah Moan. But they both get snaps for me from different things. Alexis has these weird but importantly odd, interesting add-ons in the lip sync. So she does this not fully well executed, in my opinion, slide and split down at the end of the runway, but she does it to the music like at a good point. And so I was like, yes, like that was like, well done, even though you don't look like you stretched enough to go fully flat to the floor. Didn't. Right.
She landed on her knee. Just
but at least, she had a big flouncy dress. So, I mean, like, yeah. You know, it kind of covered that up. Like, so yeah. It was like, you kind of did a split, but you didn't, yeah. But it was good because it went with the music. So, so she gets snaps for that. And then the other snaps go to Farrah. Here's your big spoiler. She went home. And in the end of Untucked, she says something so pivotally amazing that I think everybody needs to know, because if you don't go watch it or don't hear it in her own words, like, you're foolish. She says flat out, my recommendation or suggestion is that you go get yourself a sickening sewing class or classes,
yes.
And an improv mm-hmm. class before you audition. Before yes. you make your audition tape, she says, because by the time you send your audition tape in and they tell you you're on the show, it's too late. And I was like, out of the mouth of babes, literally. The youngest contestant yes. left so far at this point in the season flat out states, these are things you have to know if you want to be successful.
Because she was like, you know, she said, take a sewing class or classes. And she said, take improv classes. And it's, I hate to say it, it's true. No offense. We know what the show's about by now, as we've mentioned over and over and over again. You know certain things that are coming. You know there's going to be a comedy of some kind. You know there's going to be a acting challenge. You know there's going to be a sewing challenge. Therefore, for that, before you even, I love that she said that before you even audition for the show that you right. have all this stuff together,
which does none of the season 10 girls any good, but anyways well, because they already started the audition process, so to yeah. submit tapes. And then for eye rolls, I will say this, the three that bombed in the roast are acknowledgeably from me, I acknowledge they were bad.
Uh-huh.
So bad that the first time I watched the show, I cringed and thought I was going to be sick.
Oh, wow.
I could not get over how bad it was. Like,
yeah,
so bad. It was painful. And then when I watched it the second time, I actually scrubbed and fast forwarded through each one. I could not bear to watch it over again. That's how bad I thought it was. So while they might be deserving of eye rolls, I don't think it, I don't need to say that. Anybody who sees the episode will see just how bad it was, like how bad you bombed, literally. Yeah. And what was the craziest to me, I just want to say this as a quick comment, is like Farrah's was the worst of the bombing because she's so little, petite, and polite. Hers was a 180. It was like Satan took over her body, and I did not understand what was happening. And I was like, this is career suicide. Yeah. Well, the little moans didn't help either.
No.
But so it was so insane to me. So, anyways, my eye rolls though are for like the weirdest thing that happens in the entire episode. It's Alexis's lip sync again, but she does this weird thing at the beginning after the start of the song. She does this like David's trying to imitate it. There's this weird, yeah, like arm movement. I call it the windmill thing. Like I was like, what are you doing? Like,
never mind.
It doesn't go with the
what he's doing.
Oh.
Wax on.
I guess I rolled for it because it was so strange and weird. It was so, I was just like, what are you, you know? And like I said, that like that lip sync from her was all over the place. Like that was kind of crazy. But then she does the split thing. Oh, and then I didn't say what the other second little moment was for Snaps was the other second add-on that cracked my ass up to no end, which I know you two are going to bitch about like sort of later, was that she had a little itty-bitty witch's hat hiding underneath her dress in her Spanx that she pulls out and is like fanning herself with and then puts on her head, and she gets the judges to laugh at the ridiculousness of that little thing. And I was like, what is going on? Like, but it was sort of comedically genius.
Yeah.
Fucked up, but funny. I was like, what? Oh no, girl. I don't know what you're doing, but
I know it sounds bad, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. It kind of saved her. I'm not going to be mean, but I think it kind of saved her.
Yeah.
It helped her. Her little add-ons really did help.
Yes.
It added the humor that she was missing in her roast. That's just
agreed. The hat was a visual prop add-on that was funny. I agree with you. I think it saved her in the end. That maybe because she, you know, I mean, she kind of hung herself. Granted, it's in the edit, but they put it in the show. You know, Bruce says, "Are you funny?" She's like, "Well, yeah." She's like, "I do shows all the time," and I was like, "Oh no, 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 no!" You know what's going to come next? Like they're doing this on purpose to show how you set yourself up for failure. And the reality is,
like what Roxy said.
Well, here's the thing: just because you MC a show does not mean you're funny. Just because you do shows 5 days a week or every single week, 52 weeks a year, does not mean you're funny. It just means you're an MC. You are not Bob the Drag Queen. You are not Bianca. You are not Lady Bunny. You are not Marla Jean Berman. You are not, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Some queens are really funny and other queens are pretty and other queens are talented, but not necessarily are they all equal, like as far as funny goes. So yeah. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. And Damon, what are your snaps and eye rolls?
So I have a few snaps just because they kind of so I give snaps to Sasha's intelligent roast. It was a good pitch thing that worked for her, and her delivery was very good. It was the whole like she's so Jersey. Like I loved it. You know, and I loved her when that joke that she said, I forget what it, the whatever it was called. I forget, the white something.
The white flight. You named your first kid White Flight.
And everyone kind of like looked at her like, what the hell? And she goes, well, that sounded better in my head. Joke. Laugh. Everyone laugh. I'm like, yeah, you knew it was kind of bombing and you kind of saved yourself. So it's very just, I call it intelligent because it was a very smart humor. I loved her first joke about Shay, about no, it wasn't the worst word she said. It was humor that she didn't quite think was right. And it was just like, yeah, perfect. Awesome. Love it.
So when I watched, sorry, Damon, I just want to add on to this
because
you're talking about Sasha. When I watched it the second time, I realized that Sasha did this methodically. She's like, what can I say to get a laugh and to make sure that they land?
Yeah.
You said it correctly. It was intelligent. It wasn't like mind-blowingly funny or anything, but it did the job what it needed to do.
So there's that one, and then I'm giving snaps to Peppermint. I know she won the challenge, and she deservedly so won the challenge. Of the queens, she was the best, and to be perfectly frank, she had the perfect opportunity because right before her was Farrah, who bombed. And it just, I was like, she was perfect, and she literally took that point. She goes, thank you, Farrah. She literally thanked her because you know what? you just gave her this win because you were so terrible, Farrah. so terrible that Find You was going to be phenomenal. And then on top of that, she really, Peppermint really was, her jokes were perfect. It her delivery was on point. Everything was about it was great. Her happy 90th birthday. Yeah. And then finally, I know we've talked about it before, but this is my first time actually, well, I've watched a couple of them, but I've watched the one after this one, the John Pauly's Extra Lap, where he, in this, for this episode, he gave like his 5 points and it's kind of talking about the show. Jim and I were watching it and I was dying laughing. I can't remember what he said, but I had a moment where I was crying laughing because it was so awesome. Whatever, it was an edit and it was perfect. Like, oh my God. Laughing out loud the whole fucking time. So snaps to John Pauly for his extra laps because they're fast, which I can kind of relate to. But so I was kind of not getting everything the first time I saw it, but I watched it again and like I got it. It baby. So yeah. Eye rolls are something just that kept poking at me the entire time she was on stage. And that is, sorry, Gary, that was Alexis's green titties. I'm sorry. I know you're painted green for the whole challenge and you're talking about, you know, hates the color green, but there was this, I don't know what she did. So there's the contouring for her breasts that you would normally put on, you know, blue and makeup, which was kind of there. And then you had this light green, which I'm assuming was the fake breast. And prominent. I was like, what is that? What are you doing? Why do we have a miscoloration here? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know if you were the color of the green and it just didn't land. Maybe it was too light. There was too much. I don't know. But whatever it was, I kept looking at it every single time they came to her on stage. It was like, her face was great, but every time I was looking at the boob, like, what is up with that? What was up with your green titties? What?
Chester, I have a theory.
Okay.
On green titty gate.
Titty gate.
I think Alexis had planned on the contour being enough until she put the dress on and realized that the dress was cut for boobs. Like there was no way to not wear boobs with the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow had a pair of green breasts. Now, maybe she did own those because most likely she's done Elphaba because she is a Broadway queen. Yeah. She has come from New York City. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe she legitimately already had the green boobs. And then this is all a guess. She puts them in and she doesn't have any time. She doesn't realize how bad they're going to read on camera or under those lights or whatever. And that the green of the boob does not match the green of her chest, of her makeup, her contour and stuff. Because I didn't catch it the first time, but the second time, I agree with you. That's all I kept doing was just staring. And I was like, what? What did you do? And then I was like, oh, that's so bad, but there's nothing that you can do about it. It's too late now. So yeah. Lester, go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. So thank you, Lord, for the bountiful gifts we are about to receive. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I am talking about when Shay comes for Nina in the workroom during Untucked. And you've got Farrah with her alcohol glass and her straw in her mouth, and she's just going like this, looking back and forth, left to right, while Shay is just serving to Nina
yes.
constantly, nonstop.
Well, okay, I don't remember it being fair. It's Trinity.
Oh, Trinity. Sorry. Yes, it's Trinity.
And what kills me is I thought Trinity was being rude because Trinity is sucking up the last dregs of her booze drink through most of it. So you hear this straw sucking. while Shay is reading Nina, and I'm like, Trinity, what the fuck are you doing? Shut up. Like, so I'll try to stick it in for the audio right after this conversation. But it was so crazy. I was like,
it gets better. It gets better. Because here you see Trinity doing this, and I'm just like, holy shit, there could not be a more perfect GIF. And then the camera pans up behind her, and in the background is Alexis getting ready for, because she's pretty sure she's going to be doing lip sync. She's got her earphones in, and you could just see her going really slow, taking one of her earphones out and listening in, and then suddenly taking the other one out and be like, yeah. What the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah. Yes, I saw that, and I was like, She wants to hear. I know I'm about to lip sync for my life, but I want to hear this shit go down. Like, let me hear what's about to go down here, because I want to hear this.
I have watched this section of Untucked about 5 times. I have yet to understand what Shay is actually saying, because I am dying from laughter so much in Trinity and Alexis during that time, because it is just so perfect. Just Trinity and her eyes going back and forth between them. I just lose it.
Yeah. Nice.
So my eye rolls are for Alexis's not Elphaba look, but really it's Elphaba. Now
it's go ahead.
At least 2 or 3 times, twice, maybe there's a third, somebody says something to her about, you look like Elphaba. And she's like, well, no, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because Michelle Visage hates green, and she says it at least once a season. The connection now. But don't sit there and say you're not doing Elphaba when you look like that. And then you're up on stage doing your lip sync battle, and you pull a fucking witch's hat out of your crotch.
She knew exactly what she was doing. She needed to shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Like, you knew for a fact that you were going to be out. You were channeling Elphaba. You just didn't want to own it. And then you, like, yeah, I agree with you, Chester. Like, that was the worst. Like, that was my big eye roll. Like, you weren't Elphaba, but you had a little black witch's hat touch on your cooch. Like, no.
Unless she put it in there between the break. If that was the case, and she thought, you know, well, I'm going to be lip syncing, I might as well do something that'll, you know, really get the crowd going. Because when she was first up there and did that, I thought she pulled one of her titties out. Because of the fact that they were so different. And I was watching, I'm like, what the hell is that? Why is she, like, doing that to her face? And then she's, you know, doing it like a top hat. What is in her hand? And then when I watched it the second time, I'm like, just hat. She said she didn't do Elphaba. I call bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Also, there was one other thing I forgot to mention that kind of, it was like the ultimate shade, or not really a shade. When they're reading, Elphaba, I mean Alexis, on her look, one of the things that she, like, she was talking about, she's saying, what did she say? She says to Tamar, like, do you watch the show? Knowing
I think that was just the way that she framed the sentence. If she would have said it in a different, in different words, it would have been funny.
Well, all right. So I, because I watched the whole thing twice, I do think that Alexis's phrasing was questionable, because even Farrah says, I think in Untucked or whatever, where she was like, I could not believe you said to Tamar, do you watch the show? Like, you know, calling Tamar out. But to be fair, Alexis said at the very beginning of her part of the roast, I'm wearing your favorite color just for you. Like, she was stating at the very beginning, she got it out of the way about why she was green.
Yeah. So it's just that she needed to say like one or two extra words, and then it would have made sense and tied in why she was wearing green.
Right. Like, I think it would have been funnier if she said, you know, I'm wearing your favorite color green because I know how envious you are of all of us queens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like turn it just with just a little bit of a thing. I agree with you. But no, so I kind of, I'm not like supporting her, but I kind of get why Alexis asked the question, did we watch the show? Because I, her brain at that moment was like, who on earth would ask that question? If you've ever watched the season, like ever watched all the seasons, you would know that this is the one thing you know about Michelle Visage. She hates the color green. Don't ever wear it. It pisses her off.
Mm-hmm. If you've watched the show, you know that Tamar Braxton is one of the biggest fans in the world.
Also true. Sorry, just putting it out there. We can go on.
So that being said, for closing thoughts, so we can wrap up on this lovely Sunday night. Damon, what are your closing thoughts?
So my closing thoughts is stop being bitter, Betty, which is kind of funny considering what I just said. But and what I'm thinking about in regards to the show is like there's. It's not just to Nina Benina Brown, but it's one of these things where a bitterness is starting to form, I think. Like, there's a, like, this underlying level of discontent. And I liked it when they were kind of sisterly and what have you, and I'm kind of getting that they're not going that route. I know that the competition is kind of really kicking into high gear here, but where you've got to let some shit go. Nina's whole argument about whatever was said, and I don't know if it was said or not, and I don't really care at this point, kind of like, yeah, I said it pissed me off. And the reason it pissed me off is because there was no real reason for it. It didn't really add anything, it didn't really subtract anything from what was going on. It was just meant to be said. And I feel like there's no need to hold on to that bitterness. We're done now. Let's get the competition over with. Let's move on.
That's fair.
Yeah. Chester?
I just think Alexis scraped by in this particular episode. It was, and I literally do mean scraped by. I have no doubt that they must keep some kind of tally of points, you know, just like a leather event where, you know, you get for each category and you score points. I have no doubt that she just barely squeaked by Pheromone.
Yeah.
Because both of them were equally bad in the challenge itself. Alexis, her runway look was not very good at all. And her runway itself, or the lip sync, was just barely better than Farrah's.
Yeah. Like that, I agree. Like that was sort of my, she barely made it. Like I think honestly the hat saved her. I know it sounds crazy, but it was just enough to kind of squeak her by. It was that, you know, one win by a nose kind of thing, or top hat, you know, as it were.
Yeah. So I pretty sure there's got to be some kind of cumulative tallying going on, because as a whole for this episode, I don't think Alexis would have gone through, but they probably do take into consideration that Alexis was just that much better than Pheromone as a whole. On the flip side of that, we've got Sasha, who has done really well again all across the board.
Yeah.
Her reads were pretty decent. Her look was decent. Her challenge was decent.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling we're going to be seeing Sasha in the top three.
Gary?
My closing thoughts are seven remain, and the top three are... So, based off of performance, since we were talking about, you know, like, tracking or whatever, everyone everywhere that I know of, that I've heard, whatever, is saying that Shay is the one to beat. She's pulled ahead as the front runner. She has notably, as she talked about, never been in the bottom. And she's never lip synced for her life. So if that's, you know, just the way you want to look at it. Next up technically is Valentina, because she's never been in the bottom, only won one, like one overall main challenge. So, you know, if you're going to use that stuff, then Sasha comes in next because she was in the, she was low in episode seven and she's won one, but she's been high three times. So, you know, if you're trying to do some ranking type stuff, while Alexis has been high a couple of times and won one, she was in the bottom this time. And, you know, that's not a trend you want to start. You know, same thing with Nina. She was in the bottom last episode in episode seven, and Peppermint was in the bottom episode six, but then she won this one. So I don't know. And then you've got Trinity, who's won twice and also been in the bottom and been low. So while I think people have high hopes for Trinity, I just don't know if she's clinching top three. This week set her back. But she said something great and Untucked about how, like, this show is an emotional roller coaster, because one week you're high and one week you're in the bottom. Like, you just flip 180 out of nowhere. So I thought that was really good of her to say, how crazy is this? You know, like, you do great and then you don't do great. So for me personally, I think it's definitely Shay. It's kind of a toss-up between Trinity and Valentina and Sasha to flesh out the rest. I would really like to see Peppermint make top three, but unless she has momentum now and keeps it going, I don't know if that's going to work for her.
I agree.
And I hate to say it, but I really don't see Nina making it. Like, she's gotten as far as she has. She won the very first challenge, and then that was the end of it. And I think she won it because of originality with her look and her style, her aesthetic, but since then hasn't really
done much else.
Pulled out.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think my top, if I were to pick my top three, it would be Shay. It would be Shay, Valentina, and Sasha. As much as I like Trinity, I don't
think that's where I'm going.
She's starting to flounder. She's starting to, you know, and I know this was the, you know, challenge, and she just won the challenge last weekend, but it kind of really hit that she wasn't on point. She came up with this idea that just didn't land. And whereas Valentina kind of got this really good idea and she worked with it, Shay was, you know, she started the roast and she gave the pace. She gave the good pace to get things going. And then Sasha went right after her and kept it going. The momentum kept going. I see them three being in the top. If not, as much as I like Peppermint, there needs to be, she needs to keep going. If she wins or is in the top in this next one, I might be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think we won't know for another two episodes with certainty as to who the top three is. But then again, who knows? In episodes, you know, 9 and 10, all the shit might get jumbled up again. And we, yeah, you know,
I've already seen something going on.
Yeah. So,
so what are the reasons why I'm picking Sasha as being the top three? Is because every time there's a challenge where she even says, you know, this isn't going to be my strong suit, she's able to think about it in a methodical manner and do well. She said that she's not very good at acting. She said that she was going to struggle with the why am I blanking on it?
I don't know.
The Snatch Game. Christ, why did I blink on that? She said that going into Snatch Game, she wasn't very confident about it. And look how well she did. She claims she's not very good at acting. And, well, the 90210 thing wasn't very good. But at least she took direction well.
Yeah.
And she was able to, you know, get by with what she did. But she knows what she did wrong, and she knows how to improve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. Looking ahead, this coming week's episode is supposed to be called Your Pilot's on Fire. The challenge is to create, write, and star in their own TV pilots. That sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. Right.
It's three things
for all of them except Shay. She's about the only one that seems to, like, so far prove that she can do this. I think she can create, I think she can write, and I think she can star. Yeah. So that's why I think she's pulled ahead. And like this next week's episode, if she performs as she has been, she continues on that trend, then she's going to pull ahead. And then all the rest of them, it's just about playing catch up.
Mm. Yeah.
So. All right. Hey, that's the end of the episode. We reached it. There are plenty of ways to reach out and get in touch with us if you want to give us feedback. You can obviously go to cubsoutloud.com, you know, go visit our website. And you could also send us an email, which is cubsoutloud@gmail.com, or you could give us a ring-a-ding, leave a voicemail message. We would play it on the show, of course. You can call us at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. And you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, any of the social medias, basically, and type in Cubs Out Loud, always one word, and you would find us. You can go to Bear Underground and join the CLL group there. You can go to iTunes and rate us, or Stitcher Radio to give us a thumbs up, Google Play, and all the rest of those fun things. Give us some feedback. If you want to get in touch with me, you can pretty much find me anywhere on the web as GareBear73.
And I am TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Growler, HeftyNet, Facebook, something like that. Or you can find me as Pup_Umbra on Twitter.
You can find me on Tumblr or Twitter under the name The Pup Up There, or various bear dating sites across the net under the name Pup Shutter or Cupcake76.
And with that, we're exiting once again to RuPaul's new single, Kitty Girl, from her American album, as they've been playing at the end of the shows of late. Eventually. Sometime. Today. Maybe. Or not. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hey, and we're live.
Why did you just do the McDonald's jingle?
I don't know. Because I was brainwashed by it, maybe?
Oh.
Subliminal. Subliminal.
That being said, let's get brainwashed by a different jingle.